Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Warriors have been playing good ball, and they had a big win yesterday, bounced back after their loss. They have another one today. All right, so we're looking at the Western Conference standings right quick, and Brian and Oscar, I'll get to you in just a second, I promise, but we have to go through this Western Conference because it changes daily. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. The season ends on Sunday when you take on the Clippers, but as it stands right now, the four seed are the Clippers at 47-32. The Nuggets are the fifth seed, same record. The Warriors are the sixth seed with the same record, and the Grizzlies are the seventh seed in the play-in scenario right now with the same record. So all four of those teams tied at 47-32. You got the Lakers at the third seed. They're not quite locked into that, although if they go 2-1, I think, in their next three, and their next three are at Dallas today. It's Luka Doncic's first game back against the Mavericks in Dallas, so that's going to be interesting. And then you got the Rockets for them, who probably aren't going to be playing anyone, I would assume. That's going to be the Rockets for the Lakers on April 11th in 2 days, so that's on Friday. And then on Sunday, they're at the Fighting Chauncey. Win one for Chauncey on Sunday against the Blazers. You'll be rooting for them. Maybe, depending if the Warriors, you know, make it interesting here, could they get pushed up to the third spot, get greedy? It is a possibility still. So the Lakers got those three. You got the Clippers, obviously. You're going to be rooting for the Rockets tonight, Joe. And that's why it was a big...
Ime Udoka and them boys.
It was a big loss for the Lakers if you were a Warriors fan yesterday, because you were actually kind of rooting for the Lakers, as Sam was explaining yesterday. Because had the Lakers won that game in Oklahoma City, the Rockets wouldn't have clinched that number two spot. So they'd have something to play for tonight, but now they don't have anything to play for, and they're playing the Clippers, who you want to lose, obviously.
I know. It's just, you know, the conspiracy...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Conspiracy theorist in me is like, you know,
oh my God,
the Lakers hate the Warriors so much, they purposely got the refs to eject Luka they would lose that game.
It's probably my fault. I'm 0-1 as a Lakers fan.
I got
now.
The call. Spectrum Sports, Luka Doncic yelling at a fan, but the ref thought it was at him.
Uh-huh.
Take a listen.
Knowing that they'd have the refs in their pocket.
Doncic starts, stop, shoot, gonna score.
Well, he got the switch. He won it again. Harden's done. Luka's thrown out of the game.
Oh, no.
Luka just got thrown out.
There you go. Second technical. Doncic is gone.
Luka is saying he was talking to a fan, and the official is saying he was talking to me. So that's his second technical. He's out of the game. Luka makes this shot, and I guess one of the fans in the first row, he was saying something. Luka said something back, and the official happened to be in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, look, real quick on that. It's kind of weak sauce, right? Like, we can't talk trash to fans anymore.
The refs have lost
me. It's been ridiculous. It was ridiculous because it was a really fun game. Like, just as a casual fan of basketball, like, that's the Thunder and Lakers going down to the wire. Like, and Luka was obviously made a big shot, and they had a one-point lead. And then just you take him out of the game, and then it's like a 20-5 run for the Thunder. So
in that situation, how is that not able to be reviewed?
Right?
Like, it's
because
absurd.
Because the ref thought it was directed at him. Okay. And the ref obviously is going to be like, no. Like, he was talking to me.
Again, are we working to get the calls right? Or are we looking to just, you know, appease the ego of a bunch of NBA officials?
I don't know what to tell you. But with that win, the Rockets are the number 2 seed now in the West, and they have nothing else to play for. And they're taking on the Clippers tonight. And then you got the Nuggets, who are taking on the Sacramento Kings, who are really at this point just playing for hosting a game at the Golden 1 Center in Sacramento. They're going to be playing the Mavericks. We just need to know how that's going to happen, whether it's going to be Dallas in Sacramento. And the Nuggets, they're
Dallas beats the Kings in that play-in.
Right.
I mean,
who's the interim head coach for Dallas? It's Rick Adelman's son, correct?
That's Denver.
Denver, that's what did I say? No, Denver, right?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas. Sorry, that's what I meant. Obviously, Denver, they have the new head coach. It's going to be an interim on an interim basis. Michael Malone's gone.
There's so many of them, I can't even keep up with it.
Jason Kidd's still in Dallas, I think. Nico Collins probably.
David Adelman.
David Adelman. There is Rick's son. Okay, so David Adelman, the interim head coach over in Denver, taking on the Kings. So we got that. Obviously, the Warriors taking on the Spurs. So that's tonight, the back end of a back-to-back for both of these squads. And that's going to be at Shea Center, and coverage of that right here on 95.7 The Game, starting at 6. Then you got the Grizz taking on the T-Wolves. And that's tomorrow, though, so you don't have to worry about that
tonight.
Do
we want the Grizz or the T-Wolves? We probably want the Grizz to win, right?
I would
assume. Or do we want the T-Wolves to win? Because no matter what, if we're tied with both those teams, we would get the advantage on them both.
I guess we'll find out today if the Warriors win or lose. Like, that's going to be what it's dependent on, right? Because if the Warriors lose tonight to the Spurs, again, we're talking about all hypotheticals here. If you lose tonight, you're 47-33. You got the Grizzlies still with a half game ahead of you there. They win, they build that advantage on top of you. That's a full game. But if the Timberwolves win in that scenario, then all three of you guys are tied again at 47-33. And by virtue of the tiebreak over those two teams, so you would be rooting for the Timberwolves in that scenario if the Warriors lose tonight. Yes. Warriors take care of their own business. Just win tonight. Everything else will take care of
itself. If you win tonight, and then tomorrow the T-Wolves win,
you have a full game on both the T-Wolves and the Grizzlies.
So you're essentially locking yourself into the 6 at minimum.
Basically.
God, we need that.
Absolutely.
We need that.
So that's where we're at there.
We need the T-Wolves.
So the four games to take an eye on tonight. Lakers, Mavericks, Clippers, Rockets, Nuggets, Kings, Warriors, Spurs. It's going to be very interesting to see how all of those shake out. Let's go to Brian in Hayward. He's been hanging on
tight.
What's
up, Brian?
Then we'll get to Oscar in Stockton. What's up, Brian? You think this Warriors team is just running through the West and going all the way? Joe Shasky thinks so. What do you think?
Well, I think they're going to be the team representing
the West. As I said, go through the West. Okay, go through the West. That's, I'm not saying win it all right now, but definitely win the West. Do you agree with that, Brian?
I do. I do. Right now, I do. And another thing is, I don't know what happened over these last few days or these last few weeks, but all these coaches getting fired, I don't like it.
Insane.
And if I hear another caller, if you guys let another caller call in talking about how Steve Kerr this, Steve Kerr that, just tell him to meet me, okay? I'm in Hayward, downtown Main Street, and I'll take care of this BS, guys, because I know you guys have to stay professional, but I'm tired of hearing it. Every time we lose a game, we go on a little streak that's not positive. Everybody's calling for Kerr.
Hey, Brian, real quick, you're on fire. If they lose tonight to the Spurs, I guarantee you people will be calling tomorrow blaming Steve Kerr. He didn't have them motivated enough to play in this game. It'll be a thing, and I hope you are listening. And we usually don't do callers on back-to-back days. You are allowed to. If the Warriors lose tonight and people are berating Steve Kerr, please call back tomorrow, Brian. I urge you to. And they'll meet you out in Hayward.
I hope I don't have to. I'll call back regardless, guys. How about that? Okay.
I'll call back regardless.
I remember watching this team come up in the last 2 years with Mark Jackson, and I didn't understand it at the time, but his lack of strategy and his attitude towards the organization weren't helping. That's why they got rid of him. He wasn't a bad guy. I mean, who cares? He's gone. But Steve Kerr was everything we needed. Strategy, a manager of men, a manager of champions. I don't care what sport, what level, what age group. You have to be a manager of people, and you have to be a manager of champions if you want to go all the way. That's what Steve Kerr is. Nobody in the league outside of Greg Popovich has that ability to step in a room and say, I am a manager of men. I am a manager of champions, period. So next time somebody wants to call for Steve Kerr's head, remind them, hey, this guy took us from that fringe to a dynasty. So
I'm going to remind them to meet you out in Hayward to fight you is what I'm going to remind them. Brian's out in Hayward. He's got your back, Steve Kerr. Hell of a call right there. And give him his flowers. The amount of people that we had calling when the Jimmy Butler trade happened with Steve Kerr, it's like, I don't know. All those personalities, Draymond and Jimmy, can Steve Kerr handle it? He's a nice guy, but I don't know. Yeah, well, I think he's handled it pretty damn well. Wouldn't you say? Everything involved?
There's not a doubt in my mind. Now, look, are there things that you could critique?
Real quick on that. Like, I don't say that lightly. I don't know if it would work with J.J. Redick as a head coach, like as a rookie. I don't know if it would work with Ime Udoka if they had gotten Jimmy Butler somehow.
Oh, well, I agree with that. I subscribe to that.
Like, his ability to connect with players is very underrated. And it goes back to his playing days when he played with some of the greatest of all time. And who did he learn from? Phil Jackson, Greg Popovich.
Lute Olson.
Thank you. I won't forget that.
Yeah. Pete Rose, whatever you think about him, he was a savant when it came to baseball.
One of, if not the greatest hitter in the history of the game.
And like cerebrally understood the game at a level that very few have. He has one of my favorite coaching quotes. When you're coaching individuals, there's three things that you can do. Pat them on the back, kick them in the butt, or ignore them completely, as in don't talk to them. And to a degree, it's up to you as the coach to figure out who needs what and when they need it.
What do you like in all three? Let me, real quick. Are you a pat on the back guy? Are you an ignore me? I knew I messed up kind of a guy.
Well, there's a time and a place.
Kick in the pants?
There's a time and a place. Okay. Like, right after I just popped up, I don't need like one of my swing coach buddies to try to explain to me, you're pulling your head. You're doing this. Like, dude, shut up. I know. Right. I can tell by the results.
Right.
There's a time to like leave me alone.
Right.
There's
also a time. If you had a bad show or something here, we felt like we didn't do our best. Like, yeah, I know. Like,
well, there's days where I just want to walk out.
Exactly.
Right. And I just kind of need to let it breathe and like leave me alone. So I think it's up to you to have the emotional intelligence as the manager, coach, whatever, to know when and where to press those buttons.
Yeah. No, then I'm probably an ignore guy. Like, I get it. Like, I'm my own worst critic. And some players are like that, where it's like, hey, either a pat on the back or just leave him alone. Don't talk. Pitchers a lot. Don't talk to the pitcher. He knows.
So, I see a lot of coaches make this mistake. And as a young coach, coaching youth, I did this a lot. Mm. The games are happening and you're micromanaging every possession. Yeah. Hey, little Timmy, pass to him, cut, do this. That's for practice. Now, it took me a long time to understand that. In the game, less is more, because the less you say becomes more impactful for them. And you have to allow them opportunities to fail and succeed. And you have to be comfortable with yourself and the job that you've done in practice that the games are going to reflect that. Can you make adjustments? Can you do little subtleties? And there's no doubt about it. But if you're breathing and lording over them the way Kapler did with the Giants at the top step, like lording over them on every possession, you're going to lose everyone.
Right.
No, you just are.
It's a good point. Oscar is in Stockton, wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Oscar, Warriors winning the West?
Man, you know we winning a whole damn thing. You already know that, man. Check this out. One thing about me, I watch every game, every team. I'm a Warriors diehard. I'm a basketball junkie. And for people that have not been watching, and I'm with my boy Hayward, I'll be willing to help anybody got anything to say about Steve Kerr. I'll come from Stockton and meet him in Hayward to help him out. But on that point, the Warriors is the most inspirational team born right now. Not only that, head and shoulders over everybody, the IQ level that we have as far as playing. And everybody talking about Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is, like you say, he's setting his ways, but we're going to need Jimmy to do a little bit more in the playoffs, but he's not a number one. He's playing his role right. And people don't understand that the youngsters that we do have, Moses Moody and Kuminga, they have championship rings. And everybody keep on talking about Steve Kerr favoring. No, he's not favoring nobody. They play different positions. And one thing about Pazinski, his IQ level is different. He's on a double level. Just put it, that's how it is now in real life. And so Steve Kerr is doing the best coaching job in the NBA. Not only that, when you got a veterans like Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, they know how to inspire the youngsters to play hard. And I got to leave you guys with this. The chef is in the kitchen cooking up some greens, and the Butler is serving the whole NBA with some of that kabuki cornbread. The Warriors is winning it all. Go Warriors. I'm out.
It's Oscar Stockton. I can go for some greens and cornbread right now.
We've got to be the only show in America currently where callers are calling out other callers to meet them and fight them over the head coach.
Well, Oscar's going to drive to Hayward from Stockton to hang out with Brian. And hey, come fight him if you don't like Steve Kerr, guys.
With the gas prices being what they are, that's dedication.
Well, they might drive Teslas, you know, might be electric. You think Oscar Stockton's a Tesla guy?
Okay, well, with electricity prices being
the
what they are.
Electricity prices.
That's saying a lot.
Oh, man. 888-957.
My favorite, Oscar, I love you, but watching every NBA game every day, that's dedication.
Gotta be locked in on League Pass.
League Pass Loveman, that's what they call him over there. By the way, I'm going to look at some of the games
just
today.
Making stuff
how
up
many minutes we got, are you Hawks basketball have you guys all watched collectively?
Oh, I got some stinkers for you today. Give me a 76ers Washington Wizards at 4:00 Pacific time today. You putting money on that one, Carter?
Duh.
Give me a Charlotte Hornets at Toronto Raptors at 4:30.
I would watch the 76ers if they invited Derek Coleman to come play for them again.
Give me Portland Trailblazers in Utah tonight at 6:00. How about that one for
gotta
you?
Gotta have all 82 games, man.
Which is Chauncey Billups is fired up for that one.
Give me Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls. 5:00, baby.
That could be a 9:10 preview right there.
So it's like the middle of the third quarter. This is go like you drop the league pass, which is the Bonte's calling card. I'm texting him about something last night. We were going back and forth.
Right.
And this guy's like, not even really watching the Warrior game. I'm watching the Giants right now. I'm like, what?
That's right.
League pass Bonte gave up on the Warrior Suns in the third quarter. It's only a 41-point game.
Let's keep it a buck. We had 7 minutes to go in the second, and I said, all right, we can do our show call now. This game's over. And then Shasky answers like, wait, is it halftime yet? I was like, no, but this game's over, so let's go. And it was complete.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.